यमुना चिरावनचारी यमुना चिरावनचारी Hare Radha Madhava Sundari Hare Hare Radha Madhava Sundari Hare Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Chamuna Giravana Chari Yamuna Jira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kundabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Guru Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hello. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa. Vibhadrigatari Oshtatara Sata Sri Sriman, His Divine Grace is gone, founded Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shira Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vindaki, Namchar Shil Haridash Thakur Ki, Ramzukoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivindaki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mathura Dham Ki Shri Mayapuram Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva Ki Shri Shri Gauranithai Ki Lakshmi Narasingha Dev Ki The Lordship Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Guru and Garanga. Canto 4, Chapter 20, Text Number 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Adi Rajana Nuta Sa Vishva Drik Tam Aha Rajan Mai Bhaktir Ashtute Dishye Drishi Dhir Mai Te Krita Yaya Mayam Madiyam Tarati Sma Dushyajam Maitreya Uvacha Ityadi Rajana Nuta Savishvadrik Tam aharajan mai bhaktirashtute
Tam aharajan mai bhaktirashtute
Dishye drishi dir mai te kritayaya Mayam hatiyam taratishma dushyajam Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya spoke. Iti. Thus. Adirajana. By the original king Prithu. Can I have this a little louder, please? Antipriprafor. Pabuku. Hare Krishna. Voila. Nuta, being worshipped. Saha, he the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishvadrik, the seer of the whole universe. Tam, unto him. Aha, said. Rajan, my dear king. Where's Prahlad? Let's get Prahlad. Mai, unto me. Bhakti,
devotional service.
Ashtu, let it be. Te, your. Dishtya,
by good fortune.
Idrishi,
like this.
Dihi,
intelligence. Mai
unto me.
Te
by you.
Krita,
having been performed.
Yaya,
by which.
Mayam,
the illusory energy.
Madhyam,
my.
Tarati,
crosses over.
Sma,
certainly.
Dushtajam,
very difficult to give up.
Welcome, Prahlad.
Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued by saying that the Lord, the seer of the universe, after hearing Prita Maharaja's prayer, addressed the king. My dear king, may you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. Only by such purity of purpose, as you yourself very intelligently express, one can cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. You can repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued, by saying that the Lord,
the seer of the universe,
after hearing Prita Maharaja's prayer,
addressed the king.
My dear king,
may you always be blessed by
engaging in my devotional service.
Only by such purity of purpose,
as you yourself very intelligently express,
can one cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord also claims that the illusory energy is insurmountable. No one can transcend the illusory energy of Maya by fruitive activity, speculative philosophy, or mystic yoga. The only means for transcending the illusory energy is devotional service, as the Lord Himself states, Mameva ye prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. Bhagavad Gita 7:14. If one wants to cross over the ocean of material existence, there is no alternative than to take to devotional service. A devotee, therefore, should not care for any material position, whether in heaven or in hell. A pure devotee should always engage in the service of the Lord, for that is his real occupation. Simply sticking to that position, one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Oma gyan timadandasya ginam gina shalakaya chaksurin miritam jena tasmai sigurdave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobishtam shtapitam yena bhutale sharam rupakadamayam dadantishva padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Om Am Him Shrom Om Parom Tataka Hataka Keshika Dilat Padaka Lojana Padharika Naka Sparsati Vasingha Namoshtate. In this verse, the Lord's blessing to Prita Maharaj is that he may always be engaged in devotional service. That is the greatest blessing that one can achieve. That is higher than the blessing of liberation, even from material existence, to always be engaged in devotional service. One time, Haridas Thakur, while preaching Krishna consciousness, was thrown into jail. And when he was into the jail, all the criminals, they thought, oh, now we have a saintly person amongst us. So saintly persons, they have the power to give benedictions. They have the ability to give blessings. That is, a saintly person can do that, can give blessings. So they approached Haridas Thakur and they said, oh, great saintly person,
please give us some benediction that we can be freed. Give us some benediction that we can be freed from this prison. So Haridas Thakur thought for a moment. He said, my blessings to you is that you may always remain in this prison cell. So then they became very bewildered. But how is it you are a great saintly person, but you are blessing us to remain within this prison cell? So Haridas Thakur replied, because in this prison cell you have become humble and submissive and you are approaching a sadhu. That is the beginning of your spiritual life. So becoming humble and submissive is the first quality for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Trinadapi sini chana torapi sahisna amani nama kirtani yad sadahari. Becoming more humble than a blade of grass. What is the use of making such an external show of devotional service in so many ways, unless one has the real foundation of humility? Based on that foundation, one can make nice progress in Krishna consciousness. And what is that humility? Jivera Surupoya Krishnera Nityadas. That I am simply the infinitesimal, tiny, humble servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is my position. So if we begin from that position, Trinadapi Sunichana, that I'm lower than the straw in the street, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree, trying to become devoid of all sense of false prestige, wanting to offer respects to all the other devotees, expecting none for myself, then we're in the properly situated in Krishna consciousness. And what is the result? Kirtani yad sada hari. That we can actually properly chant the holy names of the Lord 24 hours a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So this was the blessing of Haridas Thakur. So therefore it's stated that one should never try to understand the mind of the spiritual master. The spiritual master's position is such that he is giving guidance to his disciple. And one should not make a material calculation. Well, the spiritual master is an ordinary man. He's thinking like this. He's doing like this. Because then one cannot actually take full advantage of the spiritual master's instruction. Sometimes the spiritual master may give an instruction which is very difficult for us. We may think, why is he doing like that? Why is he giving me this particular? Why is he chastising like this? So forth. But that instruction may be for our ultimate benefit. Therefore, in our conditioned stage, we should always place ourselves as a fool for the Vaishnavas, and always depend upon the Vaishnavas' mercy. And that way we can properly receive the blessings of saintly persons, because sometimes the blessings of saintly persons, they come in different ways. We've told the story often of the sadhu who visited the village, and he blessed different people in different ways. The prince, he blessed him, so may you live a long time. And the brahmachari, he blessed, may you die immediately. And the butcher, he blessed, don't die, don't live. And the devotee of the Lord, he blessed, either you die or you live, it does not make any difference. So the people were confused. You've given different blessings? So he said, yes, the princely person, I have blessed him that he may live a long time, because he is living out the results of his pious activities, meanwhile engaging in so many material activities. Therefore, when he dies, he will have to accept the results of his sinful activities. So better he live as long as possible, because after he dies, it's not going to be very good. The brahmachari, I blessed him saying, may you die immediately, because he had been engaged in so much study of the Vedas, penance and austerities, etc. So a wonderful future ahead of him. Let him give up this body. The butcher, I said, don't die, don't live. Because by living, you're committing so many atrocious, sinful activities. So don't live. Butchers, atmahana. Atmahana means killer of the soul. By that type of sinful activity, meat eating, One is cast down into various demoniac species of life, birth after birth after birth. So don't live, but neither die, because as soon as you die, you have to accept the results of all your nonsense. So a very precarious condition. Don't live, don't die. And for the devotee, I said, live or die, it doesn't make any difference, because you're eternally liberated. You're engaged in the process of devotional service now, and it is all very wonderful, and you will be engaged in the process of devotional service after the demise of this body. That is also very wonderful. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. A Vaishnav dies to live, and while living tries to spread the holy name around. So devotional service is the most wonderful position. It is the position of eternity. Therefore, the Lord is blessing, my dear king, my blessing is that you may be always engaged in devotional service. Always be engaged in devotional service. Because as long as one is engaged in devotional service, he is transcendental. Again, the verse, mam chayo vibhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down under any circumstance, he transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. So as long as we are engaged in the process of devotional service, we are safe within this material world. That is our shelter. We may be very weak. We may be very tiny. We might feel very competent. But if the weak take shelter of the strong, he also becomes strong. He also becomes. Just like one time, Srila Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Bombay with his disciples. Prabhupada often used to walk when he was in Bombay on the beach for his japa. And he was walking with Sura Damodar Maharaj and different devotees from the Bhaktivedanta Institute, etc. So they're walking along. And then there's these little sand crabs. You know how sand crabs can go sideways? They can go sideways like. So they're walking along, and they see all these little sand crabs. So as they come close to the sand crabs, whoop, they all go into the water. You ever experienced that in Australia? They can disappear very quickly into the water. So Prabhupada says to his scientist devotees, what is the reason that these sand crabs have gone into the water? So the scientist started saying, well, perhaps the vibration on the sand gave some communication through their bodies in such a way, giving rise to intelligence that danger is ahead. So react very quickly and go towards water or something. They're giving some scientific explanation for the reason. You know, they thought maybe Prabhupada wants to understand some scientific explanation for this thing. So Prabhupada revealed them as all fools. He said, no, no, he said. They have taken shelter in the ocean. They have gone into the ocean because they know they can take shelter there. That is all. They are very tiny, but the ocean is very great. So they are tiny. They are taking shelter of the great ocean because there is danger. So similarly, Prabhupada said, we are all very tiny and small. And it is a very dangerous place, this material world. We can take shelter in Krishna and be protected. Shamshita ye pada palava plavam mahat padam punya shomarare bhavam vudirvatsa padam param padam param padam yat vi padam natesham. Very famous verse. Padam padam yat vi padam natesham. For those who have accepted the boat at the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, or the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean in the material world is like the water contained in the hoof print of a calf. Their goal is padam padam. Overcome this insurmountable material energy. Although he's very small, he can take shelter of the Lord. How to take shelter of the Lord? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Nama, Hare Hare.
So therefore the Lord is giving this blessing. May you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service.
Devotee desires nothing material. Nadanam nadanam nasundarim.
He wants only to be engaged in devotional service birth after birth. One time a Brahmana became angry with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will never be successful in this material world. Can you imagine? If 99.999% of the population received a benediction like that, you will never be successful in material life. They'd have a nervous breakdown. Whatever you do, you will not be successful. Everything you do will be unsuccessful. That would be hell for them. But for a devotee to become successful in material life, materially speaking, that is a type of hell, because that type of opulence can take him away from Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, when he heard that so-called curse, he took it as a benediction. He started dancing. I'll never be successful. I'll never be successful in the material life. All glories to the Lord. All glories to the Lord. So devotee may see those things, if they're not in relationship to Krishna, as a hellish condition to be successful. Once there was a story. It's not from Prabhupada's books, but we can take gold from a filthy place. There was once a robber, a thief, and he was one of the best thieves in the village. So he, one day, made one crime, and he was being chased by the police down the street. He had a big bag of money. He's running, 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 and just around the corner, and they're trying to shoot him. He's dodging the bullets, and he jumps over this wall. He gets to the top of the wall. One policeman takes really good aim, right through his heart, and he dies on the spot. He falls down, and the money falls out of the bag, and the wind starts to blow it away, and his life slowly ebbs away as his blood flows out, and then he dies. So the next moment, he wakes up. And he's in this very opulent, beautiful environment. He's in a very beautiful city, actually. And as he wakes up on the street, he looks across the street and he sees this beautiful, huge casino. So he's a thief by nature, a robber, a dacoit, and a gambler. These things all go together: meat eating, intoxication, sex, illicit sex, and gambling. They generally are all together. So he walks across to the casino and he says, well, okay. Finds some money in his pocket and he puts it in the slot machine. On the first try, he hits the jackpot. He breaks the bank, so to speak. Everything comes out. Then he goes to the next one. He hits the jackpot. All the money comes out. One, two, three, four. For 4 hours, he's in total bliss. Every slot machine he plays, he hits the jackpot. Then he goes over to I don't even know what those places are like. They goes over to another place, plays something else. Poker or something? Blackjack? He wins. Every time he's winning. He starts winning so much, he's getting very, very frustrated. He's never losing. Everywhere he goes, he's winning. He doesn't know what to do. He's never losing. Everywhere, it's so much money. So he's getting trying to pull his hair out like this. So the last scene of the play is that some person walks over to him and says, how do you like it here? He said, I never thought it would be like this in heaven. I'm going crazy. I have so much opulence. I'm going crazy. I never lose. I always win. I never thought heaven would be like this. So the man, with a little smile and a little twinkle in his eye, he said, what makes you think that you're in heaven? Do you understand? He's actually in hell. So they may get all that material opulence, but they're completely frustrated. So actually they're always in hell. There's no heaven or hell. They're always in hell because they're not in Krishna consciousness. They're not enjoying. So devotee, he's very careful to avoid these things. All he wants is devotional service. Nadanam nadjanam nasundari.
I have no desire to accumulate wealth, to enjoy beautiful women, to have any number of followers. All that I want is that I might have devotional service in your life, birth after birth. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cursed by the Brahman, you'll never be successful in material life, he took that as a great benediction, actually. That was actually a great benediction. He became very blissful. So here the Lord is blessing Pritha Maharaj. May you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. And then he's saying, only by such purity of purpose, as you yourself have very intelligently expressed, one can overcome the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. So purity of purpose. As we were reading the last few verses, we know that Pritha Maharaj, he made many statements. Like, therefore, please do not ask me to take some material benefits from you. But as a father, not waiting for the son's demand, does everything for the benefit of the son, please bestow upon me whatever you think is best for me. This is his prayer. So the Lord is actually appreciating his purity of purpose, because this is actual love. We want to engage in devotional service to the Lord. We want to engage in bhakti yoga. And what is Prabhupada's definition of bhakti? Well, he exemplifies bhakti by speaking about the gopis. He said the gopis never ask anything from Krishna. I was listening to a lecture some months ago, and Prabhupada was speaking about Lord Varaha. We're going to be celebrating Lord Varaha's appearance day in a few days. So he was speaking about Lord Varaha, and this particular incarnation of the Lord was very powerful, and he took the earth from the bottom of the depths of the Garbhadox ocean, and he's speaking like this. And then he's speaking about serving the Lord of the universe, how we can engage in devotional service, and different kinds of devotees. And it was a very strong lecture. Then at the very end of the lecture, Prabhupada said, but the gopis, they never asked anything from Krishna. And then he started to cry. A very strong, powerful lecture about Varaha and this and the fighting and the demons. And then he explained a little bit about serving such a Lord, and a little bit about devotees who approach the Lord with material desires, sarva kama. But he said, that's very nice. He said, actually, that's pious activity. To approach the Lord with material desires, that's pious. It's not impious. So gradually one gets purified. But then Prabhupada, like, his voice became a little weak. He must have been sitting back, and he was saying, but the gopis, they never asked anything from Krishna. And then you could hear Prabhupada started crying, and that was the end of the lecture. So to always bring out what is real pure devotional service, Prabhupada would always give the example of the gopis. They never asked anything from Krishna. They just wanted to serve Krishna. And that is the definition of love. Love means I serve only for the pleasure of my beloved. Love doesn't mean I serve you and you give me some sense gratification in return. That is not why we have come to Krishna consciousness. We have come to Krishna consciousness to learn the art of loving devotional service. This is why we've come to Krishna consciousness. So we should understand, at least philosophically from the beginning, that we want to come to that stage of pure devotional service. Anibilasita sunyam jnana karma nabitam anukalena krishna nushilanam bhaktir uttama. That is the definition of, by Rupa Goswami, of pure devotional service. So there are so many examples of something which is not pure devotional service. And by hearing those examples, we can appreciate perhaps where we are in devotional service. But actually want to come to the point of offering everything to the Lord without desiring anything in return. Not like the demigod worshippers. That is all business. That is not bhakti. When they pray, na 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 na. I don't know if there's not so much Indian preaching here. Today we have an Indian program. Yes? We have an Indian program at 11:30 to 12:30 or beyond. We're going to be speaking at which temple?
All Night Temple.
Yeah. There's going to be 200 people there. So it'd be very nice if as many devotees as possible could come and we could give them a real presentation of what is spiritual life. They're going to be worshipping the goddess Saraswati because they want to get knowledge so they can learn how to enjoy in this material world very nicely. So we are going to explain pure devotional service. We do not know what is the reaction. But as many devotees as possible, it would be nice. You can check with Anupam if you need a ride. He'll arrange the rides for the program. That'll be around 11:30. So not like the worshippers of the demigod, na 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 na. Give me money, give me car, give me house by the sea. Give me green card to the USA. And here is 50 cents for you, my lord. Having preached in Indian communities for some time, it's humorous, but it's fact. They'll come to the temple, you'll see. They'll come to the temple and they'll put a few dollars in the hundi. O Bhagavan Shri Krishna ki joy. My dear lord, you are all powerful. You are all wonderful. And I am needing BMW. I am needing some new refrigerator, so I'm giving some dakshin to you. It's 50 cents. Please, you give me. We condemn this, of course, and as I mentioned today, sometimes Prabhupada strongly condemns this, kaitava dharma, cheating religion. You're asking the Lord, you're bothering the Lord as if the Lord is the order supplier. You give me, give me, give me, give me. No consciousness of us giving to the Lord. Business, give me, give me, give me. And you're expecting the Lord to be your order supplier. What is he giving you? Something he will use for your sense gratification. And by using it for your sense gratification, you'll become more entangled. This is all bogus. Kaitava dharma. Cheating religion. But then again, in some places, he says, all right, let them come to Krishna. Akama sava kamava mukshakam udari di tivena bhakti yogina yajate purusham param. Akama, no material desires. Full of material desire. No material desire. Sarva kama, full to the umpteenth degree of material desires. Let them both come. And by coming, they'll become purified. So sometimes Prabhupada condemns, sometimes he allows. He's calling it pious activity. Anyway, as far as we are concerned, as initiated Vaishnavas, we want pure devotional service. We want to please the Lord. Ahaitukiya patiyata, and thus please our heart of hearts by engaging in pure devotional service. So not like them. Prabhupada told the story one time of the gambler at the racetrack. So this gambler, he was at the racetrack and he was all the time betting on the horses. So then he started thinking, yes, once a year for Janmashtami I'm going to temple and I have seen Bhagavan and they have told me Bhagavan, he is the owner of all opulence. So maybe, also they have said that this Bhagavan, he is the supreme controller. So maybe if I go to Bhagavan and I ask him, you please help me, you are supreme controller, you make me a rich man. Maybe I can make some arrangement. So this gambler, he went to the temple of the Lord. And he said, my dear Lord, tomorrow there is a big race at the racetracks. And first prize is $1,000. So, if you make that horse win that I am betting on, I'll make a deal with you. I will keep $500 and you will get $500. I will come to the temple and I will give to the pujari and he will engage in your murti worship. So you make arrangement, 500 for me, 500 for you, okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, the next day the race went on, and his horse came in second. Second prize was $500, not $1,000. So he took his collection, oh, I have made $500. Naturally, one would think that he would give $250 to the Lord. But he goes back to the temple, he bows down, oh, my Lord, horse came in second. Senses at 11 o'clock at night. We're controlling our senses because we're eating carob cake offered to the Lord. In a very festive mood and talking about the kirtan. And, you know, this is so... 11 o'clock at night, we're passing around these big pieces of carob cake with whipped cream. Controlling our senses like that. So, where was I? I got distracted by the cake. Oh, yes. So, it's either apple crisp or cake. Every night there's something. Gives us a chance to associate. We'd just be sleeping. But instead, we're talking about Krishna enjoying his wonderful prasadam. But we have to get up for Mangal Aarti. How many of you were at Mangal Aarti? How many weren't at Mangal Aarti? Raise your hand. Now, be honest. Let me see. Brahmacharis, those who raise their hand, no carob cake tonight. We must get up. That is the beauty of living in the association of the devotees. We cannot become Krishna conscious outside the association of devotees. Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks he can become Krishna conscious, living outside the association of devotees, is living in a hallucination. So therefore, all respects to the Vaishnavas. Because by their grace, we're getting up for Mangal Aarti. Because you know very well, after eating that carob cake at 11:15 last night and going to bed, there's no way you would have got up unless you were in the temple and you knew that if I don't go to the temple of the morning program, they're going to see me, and they're going to speak about me, I'm going to get a bad reputation. So, you know, in the beginning, before we come to the stage of spontaneous devotional service, where we also depend fully on the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava, but until we come to that spontaneous platform, these regulative principles of freedom. Don't think that we're being constrained, we're missing something by having to follow all these rules and regulations. Just like some girl came the other day and she said, oh, you have to follow so many rules, so many regulations. I don't want to live like that. I say, but you also follow so many rules and regulations. You follow your mind and your senses. They tell you, go here, do this, do that, etc. We're also following rules and regulations because we're always servant. That is our nature. But we're following the Supreme Master, Krishna. You're following your mind. So, yes, we're living under a certain pressure. You got to chant 16 rounds. You have to follow the four regulatory principles. You must come to the morning program. You must come to Mangal Aarti. You must chant your rounds. You must come to Srimad Bhagavatam class. You must attend Guru Puja, not walk out halfway through. Best to take a prasadam in the association of devotees. You have to read all of Prabhupada's books, otherwise I have to do all that? You do that, or you work under the slave master, the taskmaster of Maya. Anyway, you're going to have to work hard. There's no question of being, you're going to have to work hard. But if we work hard, from material life's impossible. Krishna consciousness may be sometimes difficult, but always remember that material life is impossible. Yesterday I met a devotee. He told me that material life is impossible. I am only suffering in this condition. Please, you help me. So material existence means impossible struggle for material existence. So we have to struggle a little bit in the beginning. It'll get easier. It'll get more sublime. Material life means there's no hope in the future. The Krishna consciousness is a bright, beautiful, wonderful future. We simply have to apply ourselves to the process exactly as Prabhupada has taught us, without deviating. And even if we deviate, still we stay, as it's mentioned here. Simply by sticking to that position, one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Even if there is problem, it's not surprising. Prabhupada said, don't be surprised who goes. He said, be surprised who stays. But one should have the determination, I will never leave. And if we become humble and submissive and we can hear from our God brothers and God sisters, then they will save us if we have trouble. Not surprising trouble is there. So many millions of years in this material existence. But when trouble comes, surrender to the lotus feet of Hari Guru and Vaishnava and we'll be saved. So the pressure is there. So what is the point of pressure? Coal is a very dirty-like thing, but you're putting pressure on that coal. So many years. What do you get after many millions of years of putting pressure on coal? What do you get? A diamond. You get a beautiful diamond, and the diamond is the most valuable thing. At least they are thinking like that. They are thinking, in the material world, a diamond is a very beautiful thing. Also, we like diamonds. We put them on the Lord. Radha Gokulananda, when they're dressed in very beautiful clothes and ornaments, it's very wonderful, so that's how they should properly be used. So diamond comes from coal, dirty black coal. So much pressure. So similarly, a devotee, by sticking to the process of Krishna consciousness, no matter how hard it gets, always maintaining my vow, yes, I am promising to you that I will chant 16 rounds a day, I will follow the four regulative principles. I will live in the association. And we have taken the vow in front of Guru, in front of Vaishnavas, in front of the fire, and in front of the deity. So we cannot break those vows. And if we do, we pick ourselves up and we stick to the process. Once burnt, twice shy. Better not to learn the hard way. Better to be pure-hearted devotees, remember the nature of material life, accept that the desires are there, that's all right, but the pressure of the rules and regulations, as they're described in the Gita, the regulative principles of freedom, by living in association with devotees, sometimes it's difficult. You know, we're all packed in those rooms upstairs, only one shower. All the brahmacharis have to wait for 45 minutes while the Maharaj is in the shower, you know. Then he says, why didn't you come to Mangal Arati? But he was in the shower for 45 minutes. Anyway, whatever it is, never leave. Always stay in Krishna consciousness, because this is a wonderful way of life. And in due course of time, that heart will become pristine clear, just like the brilliant diamond. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments? Yes.
Srila Prabhupada always said about impersonalists in India, they are the biggest offenders. What about astrologists? They are telling us to worship Rahu and Ketu and all that. Have he ever mentioned those?
Well,
so I know that Lord Narasimha, the controller, and he controls all the planets and all the demigods.
Yes.
So how come we have to still follow the astrologist
principles and all this? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was the greatest astrologer of all time. He compiled the Surya Siddhanta, which describes all the necessary calculations for predicting the materialistic events. But eventually he gave it up. Why did he give it up? Because he said it did not take into consideration the mercy of Krishna. So whatever is our destiny, that may be. But by once chanting Hare Krishna with as much sincerity as we can, so much of our destiny just goes up in smoke. If you go before the deity and the lines on your hand which indicate your destiny in this lifetime, if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Or if you slap them on the marble floor when you're down on your hands and knees, right? All that karma just going away. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But then again, the GBC, the Governing Board Commission, has appointed certain devotees who have a tendency towards astrology to take up the science, but not in that way, with the understanding of just predicting, perhaps giving some guidance to a newborn child that he will have this tendency or that tendency, so the devotees know properly how to engage him in devotional service. But not that we start making so many calculations that astrologics like, so I have to do like this today, I have to do that today. No, you just do Hare Krishna. Everything will be all right. Whatever happens, good or bad, it's all bad in the material world. The only good thing is Krishna consciousness. So the best way to meet the opposing bad and the opposing good, because goodness is also a conditioning, is to simply always be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So astrology may have some minor role in Krishna consciousness, very minor role. We should not be distracted. We should depend fully on Krishna. So, everyone's welcome to the program today. I know everyone has many services, but it would be nice if some of you could come. So please check with Anupam Prabhu, and we'll go and we'll chant and dance. It's nice to chant and dance in the temple room, but it's extra sweet to chant and dance in the public where the people can just say, what is this? Krishna consciousness? Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna.